rookie mini camp been for you thus far?
It's been good, you know, learning a lot. It's pretty tough right now, you know, getting back into the grind and whatnot, but, you know, learning something new day by day, just trying to get better day by day.
What was the tempo like for you at the mini camp? I understand that you all were going pretty fast.
Yeah, it definitely hit me unexpectedly. It was definitely a lot faster than when I'm from Cali, so, you know, the humidity and all that kicks in too, but it's just something you really got to grind through. But the first day was rough. Like, I remember we just did the warm-up, and I was already like, damn, it's going to be a long day.
And what about that? You played some safety and corner. They said they want to look at your corner here. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that and, playing corner?
I actually like it a lot. I mean, it's pretty basic. You just don't get beat deep, basically. That's what they teach, basically. I mean, it's either cover three or man. It's simple.
Can you play inside if need be?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This past season, I played the full year at safety, and I was mainly the down safety in the box and stuff, so definitely already accustomed to all that stuff. So, I mean, if they want me at corner, nickel, or safety, I mean, I could play either one of those.
There's some coaches on the staff who wasn't long ago that they were in your position as a player. What's it like learning from a guy like Marquand Manuel, who was in a uniform not long ago?
I'm so grateful for Coach M, because the reason he got into it is because he's a player and he knows, he said, he always wanted a coach that would, coach him like he coaches us, and he just really, just does, everything for us. Like, if you need him any time of the day, he's there, and he just understands what you're going through. He understands how you want to be coached. I mean, he's hard on you sometimes, but he means no harm by it. He just wants you to get you further every day. That's all he's here to do, is just get everybody better every day. So I couldn't have asked for a better coach and Coach M. So definitely grateful for him.
When you're a young corner out there, what do you feel is more important? Just not getting beat, not making a big mistake, or being aggressive and sparking the play?
You say it again.
What do you think when you're a young cornerback, trying to make an impression? What's more important? Not messing up, not letting the big play happen, or being more aggressive?
Yeah, definitely eliminating the big play. That's what they harp on the most. Don't get beat deep. Stop the fade route. So definitely that, but I mean, that's no problem for me. I'm just trying to work on the step kick, out of our press release right now. So that's probably the biggest thing I'm trying to work on right now, is just getting my steps right out of press technique. But as far as just getting, staying over the top, I mean, I can run, so it's not a problem for me.
When we get the veterans in here, you're going to be working against a couple of the better receivers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. How much are you looking to learn from them during practice and up in your game?
I'm definitely going to just watch the veterans, how they play, how they work, their work ethic. Definitely going to be studying the veteran corners more than anything and just learning a lot from them, because, I mean, they've been here longer than me, so they definitely know how it works around here. So definitely be watching out for them. And then, I mean, you couldn't ask to go against better receivers. I mean, you got the best in the league, Julio Jones and White, so... I mean, they're going to prepare you for anyone you play. I mean, if you could guard them, you can guard anyone in the league. So definitely grateful to have them. I mean, you want to play with the best, so, and that's what they got here, so.